Unscripted. What's going on, and welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Podcast is obviously late, but you know what? That's showbiz, baby. You know? That's fucking showbiz, baby! But it's been a crazy week. It's really been a crazy week. And, you know, getting right into it, you know what? Normally, I have nothing to say about this stuff. I would just, you know, stay in my lane or, you know, whatever. But no longer can I ignore the news coverage. No longer can I ignore the media coverage, okay? And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, who live under a rock, okay, I'll tell you what happened. For the first time since 1994, the Cleveland Browns have won a playoff game. Yes, the Cleveland Browns have won a playoff game, okay? They did it. And not only did they win a playoff game, not only did they make it into the playoffs for the first time in 18 years, they won a playoff game, and they beat, beat the dog fucking shit out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Corvette. Okay? you know what? They did it. They did the fucking thing. And I was talking my shit. And it ain't over yet for the Cleveland Browns. It is over for the Pittsburgh Steelers, though. Okay? So, they're going on to the division round to absolutely fucking get washed by KC. So, hey, Cleveland, you had a good run, but you're not beating KC. And watch them beat KC. Watch them beat KC now that I'm over here in my little podcast talking shit, you know? I got to come on here next week talking about, congratulations, KC, you're in the AFC Championship game. Cleveland, you're in the AFC Championship game. Highly unlikely, though. Highly fucking unlikely. We all could have predicted, you know, Cleveland beating. We all could have maybe predicted Cleveland beating Pittsburgh. So I don't know. Now they got to run into an absolute fucking juggernaut of Kansas City. Okay. But in other news, a bunch of fucking racists broke into the Capitol building, huh? So obviously that's been, you know, other than, you know, NFL playoffs, that's been a little bit of talk of the town, I guess you could say, you know, for the last week, all this fucking crazy shit happening. And wild shit, man. I don't know, wild shit. I first started, like, when it first started happening, I was at the gym that day, and everybody was just fucking looking up at the TV, and I was like, what's everybody looking at, you know? Because they always have, like, news stuff on, you know? So I was like, let me tune in. Like, normally, it's something new every day, right? Something new every day. But I was actually, you know, watching, you know, keeping tabs on this one, and I was looking, you know, everybody was on their phone, and presumably scrolling through social media, you know, whatever the fuck. And so basically what I got out of the whole thing, okay, is that, Donald Trump basically incites violence, or I guess you could call it, he incites a riot, or you could take it a step further and say he incited an actual insurrection, okay? And so then he's like, you know what, we got this election fucking stole from us. This is bullshit. Let's, you know, fucking, they gonna hear us, you know what I'm saying? Make them feel you, okay? So Trump gives his little fucking pregame speech, okay? And then Trump gives his little pregame speech. And then the whole fucking team dresses up like it's like the goddamn Minnesota Vikings in fucking 1997, and the horns and everything, and then they march their asses down to the Capitol building. It's just, you know, it's wild to me that, like, people took it, like, that they felt that they that people felt this strongly about it, about this entire thing, to literally go out of their way and dress up, and literally dress up, paint their face like it was a fucking costume contest. And like, just like to go out of your way to like to find garb, you know, and be like, yo, bro, paint my face. I ain't gonna lie, the face paint was kind of fire, but you know, that's besides the fact. Okay, so they fucking, you know, everybody puts on their eye black, and they go down to the Capitol building, and all hell fucking breaks loose. Okay. Capitol building security. What security? It was fucking. It was pandemonium. People were in there breaking in the windows and shit. It was nuts. Absolute fucking pandemonium. And it's crazy that like that people how many of these people kind of like incriminated themselves to like on like national television. Like there was a video of a kid. There was a video of this young lad, this young linebacker, 6'4", out of Utah. Now I'm playing. He was on television or whatever, and he's on the television. And he's talking about. They're like, yeah, how'd you get that blood in your hand? Like, what happened? And he's like, oh, we broke into the Capitol building. Yo, off the rip. What are you? You're fucking, that's already incriminating off the rip, you fucking idiot. Anyways, so he's like, yeah, we broke into the chambers and we're storming the chambers and blah, blah. And the woman fucking, he tells a story about how he was right there when the woman got shot. And then he's like, yeah, you know, he finishes his fucking story saying all this bullshit about how he's like, how they all broke in there. They're storming around, parading around and shit. And he's like, he starts going on this whole like fucking like rant and like tirade or whatever about police brutality. He's like, yeah, you know, this has to stop. You know, this has to stop because we can't have this happening. They shot her and blah blah blah. And I'm like, dude, you and hundreds of other people literally stormed a federal building. In an act of domestic terrorism. You're fucking idiot. And you're over here talking about police. I'm not saying the woman fucking deserved to die or whatever. But, you know. Also, play stupid fucking games. Win stupid prizes. You idiot. And so the woman who got shot. The thing that he was talking about. That was fucking. Honestly, that was fucking crazy. I was not expecting this shit to happen. So what happened was. They're all fucking, you know. Raising hell and shit. They're all, everybody's in the, all these Trump supporters are in the Capitol building raising hell. It's looking like a fucking absolute scene out of Jumanji. And I'm talking like the original Jumanji. I'm not talking about like the new, like Kevin Hart, Dwayne Johnson Jumanji. Yo, it was absolute fucking pandemonium that day. So they're all in there fucking doing all this bullshit and, this woman gets up on the she gets up on the window ledge thing, and you can see in the video that one of the I think it was Secret Service, he has his what I presume to have been a Glock 9mm pointed at her fucking neck, and he's like, get down, you know, he's basically telling her to fuck off. Okay, I'm ad-libbing a little bit because you can't hear anything like actual words in the video, but anyways, so she's jumping on there. She's screaming at him, and he's like, fuck off, bitch, you're crazy. I will shoot you in your fucking neck. And she's like, don't care. So she proceeds to try to climb into this window, and he fucking puts one in her fucking throat, right? Pumps her full of hot steel in the throat, right? She drops, blood's gushing out of her fucking mouth and her neck. People were, honestly, I was surprised that nobody fucking scattered. People were just like, no, damn, bitch got shot. Like, you know, it was crazy, right? And now people on all these fucking Trump supporters are on the internet now, talking about say her name. She was a victim of killed by cops, police brutality. You know, basically doing the same thing of the actual victims of the whole Black Lives Matter and all the back in 2020. You know, when we had all this shit going on, right? And, you know, it was like, say her name, you know, say his name, you know, basically they were trying to fucking flip the script, right? And people on the internet were like, the fuck, we ain't saying shit, okay? And I get it, okay? I get it. I can understand why people are like, nah, we ain't saying shit. You were this woman, and it's crazy because she ended up they fucking put her like information out there or whatever, and they were saying that like she was a 14 year Air Force veteran. So not only were you participating in an act of domestic terrorism this day. You knew what you shouldn't have been doing. You knew what was right. All of them knew what was right and what was wrong. And it's just fucking nuts, right? So they were on there trying to flip the script. And like I said, I don't care if you're fucking black, white, red, orange, seafoam green, fucking tickle me pink. Yo, you were in the fucking, you were breaking, in the midst of breaking the law, being warned that you were breaking the law and you would be shot, and you got shot. You win, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It doesn't matter. At that point, it doesn't even come down to a race thing, you know? It could have been a black person up there, and it would have been the same fucking thing. It wouldn't have been about race. It would have been about you literally breaking the law. You idiot. So, I'm not saying the woman deserved to die. I'm not going to say that. But, you know, I'm just saying don't complain when hell is hot. Okay? Let's get off of this because I'm going to start saying stuff that I can't take back. Okay? but that shit was crazy. And I hope I never have to fucking see, like, anything like that again. I hope I never have to, like, I mean, I'm sure it's gonna happen, because as a country, we just don't know how to, we just don't know how to act, you know, we just don't know how to fucking act, you know, it's the new year, you know, let's hit the refresh button. I have a better idea. Let's storm the Capitol building because Donald Trump said he didn't say it directly, but, you know, Donald Trump said so, basically. Stay home. What are you doing? It's not hard to not act like a fucking idiot. And then you got all these, like, fucking jerk-offs over here that are, like, losing their jobs now, which is, like, kind of funny. It is funny. It's not kind of funny. It is funny. Like, the one Bozo the Clown who was wearing his fucking, he was wearing his work badge. And then he was literally fired, like, the next morning. I think. How dumb do you gotta be to, like, yo, like, all right, we're gonna do some. Actually, all of them. How dumb do you gotta be to be like breaking the law on this serious of a on this serious of a level, and being this high. I'm losing it this morning. I am fucking losing it. I can't even talk. Being this high viz. And then, like, you got people that are, like, wearing their work badges, and then they're getting fired. And then you got, like, people that are, like, literally stealing property from the Capitol and then posing in pictures. Like, that one idiot who was wearing the beanie, and then he's now in fucking jail. And it's also crazy that people, if I'm not mistaken, people flew in to the district and just to participate in this event. Not only did you go out of your way, take time out of your day, you took time out of the month to participate in this fuckery, okay? Dude, it's just crazy because I would never, you know? It's just crazy. I guess I'm just being so critical, or maybe I'm just being, you know, the average, citizen or whatever the fuck, who has at least half a brain, you know? But no, it's just, yeah, all these people are getting, like, fired and shit. You got people, yeah, it's just, like, you're posing for pictures that you know, that you have to know are going to be going viral. You know, all these fucking video clips and all these pictures, they're going to end up on the internet immediately, very quickly. And not once did it cross, like, most of these people's minds that, like, I'm going to have to go to work the next day, or I'm going to have to show back up to work when everybody else has just seen my face on the TV. Yo, like, you know, fucking nuts, dude. How do you think that conversation went down with, like, their boss when they got back in there, you know? Well, Johnson, we're going to have to let you go.
Why, sir? What seems to be the reason?
Well, we have actual video footage here of you carrying around what looks to be a podium. So, pack your shit and fuck off.
No, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. I swear, I promise you it's not me.
Nope, that's definitely fucking you. Pack your shit and fuck off. Like, you can't even be like especially when they pull that photo up, you can't even be like, that's not me. I would literally, if I was somebody's boss firing somebody the next day, I would pull up the fucking picture on my laptop, turn it around and be like, who is this? I'll ask them, who is this? You know? Please lie to my, at this point, please lie to my fucking face, because I have the time. Anyways, let's seriously move on from this before I seriously say something that I seriously cannot take back. How was everybody's Christmas and New Year's? Because I think last episode I didn't really get to go on about Christmas and or New Year's. Or wait, no, I didn't. I didn't get to talk about it, but my Christmas was good. I went over there to Salt Lake City and got to hang out with Richie and Colleen again. And I basically live in Salt Lake City. It's basically like my third home. Salt Lake City is basically my third home. I'm there like every other week. But no, shout out Richie and Colleen for, you know, their, as always, their fantastic hospitality. And shout out Richie for the gifts. Got me a little watch. Got me some bling blow. Got me some Calvin Klein slippers, which I'm actually wearing right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm wearing the slippers right now. And then you also got me some whiskey stuff. Some whiskey, I don't know what the fuck they're called, but like the cubes. Those big ass fucking cubes that you put in your whiskey glasses, and like the spheres, the ice spheres. So he got me two ice trays. Just in time for a dry January, too, so that went directly to hell. So, what about the New Year's resolutions, huh? Have you gone back to being a piece of shit yet? Nah, I feel like it's always hard to, like, You always come into, like, the new year, you know, like, super, super gung-ho to, like, start new shit or, like, stop doing shit. And then, like, Monday rolls around, like, the following Monday rolls around, and you're just like, you know what? Fuck this. Now, I do have some New Year's resolutions, though. They're not really resolutions. I mean, I guess they are kind of resolutions. There's things I want to do more. There's things that I want to do less of and fill that time up with doing other things. And I'll share a couple of these with you. Number one, I'm definitely going to go to, see, Dry January is not happening. And that's officially an afterthought. Yo, Truly came out with some fire fucking iced teas. These little seltzer iced teas. Why am I getting out of breath talking? I'm talking really fast right now. No, but Truly just came out with these iced teas, right? And I bought those and I drank those. So, and honestly, I drank last episode. So, sorry if I was anybody's, you know, little glimmer of hope for dry January. But yeah, that's not gonna happen. But I tell you what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go back to the usual of not drinking during the week. And you know, cause that's fucking easy. I can do that. You know, that's what I've done. That's the usual. You know, it has been the usual the past month or so, but that's what I've been doing in the past is not drinking, not having one single drop of alcohol. Excuse me. During the week, not having one single drop of alcohol during the week, and then I'll just, you know, like whatever, get after it, like on like a Saturday night, you know. But I'm gonna go back to that. So that's number one. I'm gonna just, you know, dial it back there on the little, you know, the. So I'm gonna dial it back on the booze consumption, because I feel like at this point, you know, after not drinking for 7 months, I feel like I've probably caught up. You know, maybe not even close, but I feel like you know, I've done enough. Sometimes you gotta know when to walk away, man. So that's one. Number two. This is number two, but it's the second thing I'm gonna share with you, because I don't want to put all my cards out there. Okay, I can't give you guys too much, you know. So second thing I want to do is I want you know, next to furthering my education, I want to read more books. Honestly, I couldn't tell you the last time I read a book. I could not tell you the last time I read a single, like a picked up a book. And was like, you know what? I'm gonna read this. Opened up to page one and read it all the way to the back cover. I have no idea when the last time that was. So, therefore, I want to start reading more books. I think Harry Potter might have been the last book that I read. Whatever the last Harry Potter book was, and that was what, like fucking. It had to be like, what, middle school? I don't think it was high school. Anyways, it's been a while since I actually sat down and was like reading books. That's crazy. I used to love reading. I'm not gonna lie to you, you know, contrary to popular belief, I used to love reading. The very first like large book that I ever read was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And then I couldn't stop, and I bought all the Harry Potter books, and I just fucking read all of them, which is so long ago. But yeah, I'm not really into reading now, but yeah, so I'm gonna start reading more books. You know, Kim got me a book, so she got me started. She got me kickstarted. Kim got me a book, and I'm going to. I guess that's going to be the first book that I read this year, and then we'll see where that goes. But I'm not doing any fucking book reports, all right? So don't ask me for none of that shit, all right? I'm going to read the book. I'm going to fuck off, okay? I want to try to touch my face a lot less, too. I recorded the whole last episode on video. And I watched it back, like, and sped up. I sped the whole thing up, right? And I sped the whole thing up to, like, 90 seconds to, like, make, like, a 90-second video. And I must have touched my face, like at least 80 times. And that was only through the course of, I think the entire episode was, like, an hour and, like, 20 minutes. And I must have touched my face at least 80 times. It was crazy. So, and the thing is like, it's weird, it's wild, because, like, I know, like, when all this COVID shit started, the CDC was like, yo, like, don't, you know, obviously, you know, just try not to touch your face, avoid touching your face and your nose and your eyes and your mouth and shit with unwashed hands and blah, blah, blah. Yo, the first thing I do when I walk into like work or like whatever the fuck and like sit down at a desk, the first thing that I do is touch my face. That's literally the first thing I do. So I can't, and I do it, subconsciously? Like when I do it subconsciously. Like I don't know that I'm doing it, but now I'm trying to like after watching that video, I'm just trying to become like more conscious of like, you know, touching my face. So, sorry, I'm reading as I'm trying to talk, and I'm the worst at multitasking. So I'm gonna try to do that. You know, I'm gonna try to, and it's not really impeding on my health, but oh my god, oh. Sorry, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little bit tired this morning. You know, I'm a little bit tired this morning. You know, the Ravens. Let's push the New Year's resolutions to the side for a second. Let's talk about your Baltimore Ravens, okay? So we're coming into Tennessee. A lot of bad blood in this game, okay? A lot of bad blood going into this game. And I'm kind of scared, you know. I'm watching this game yesterday and I'm going into it, I'm like, "You know what? We cannot lose this game for several reasons." And reason number one being we've already lost to them basically twice in a row, going back to last year's playoffs, and then, you know, they came into Baltimore this season, acting like some punks, and they broke their fucking huddle on our logo. And that's gonna be another New Year's resolution. I'm gonna say fuck less, you know. Starting right now. So they broke their fuck. Now I'm playing. So Tennessee comes into Baltimore this season. They break their huddle on our logo. John Harbaugh comes out and he's like, "What's going on here?" And then they start running their mouth at him. Head coach Mike Vrabel's like, "Go coach a game." And Harbaugh, you know, being the stand-up gentleman that he is just saying, "You know what, it's disrespectful, I don't appreciate it, blah, blah, blah." Anyways, we take them into overtime, they beat us, and they act like little disrespectful fucking punks. I hate the fucking Titans, okay? So now, you know, fast forward to yesterday's game. We hop on the jet, we go over there to Tennessee, and we cannot lose this game because, like I said, number one, they beat us twice in a row. Number two, if they beat us again, they fucking own us, okay? If Tennessee had beat us again, they own us. So we're down quick. All right. We're down quick 10 nothing. And I'm drinking water, by the way. Just thought I should clarify. Anyways, So we're down quick 10-0, and I'm having, you know what, I didn't even, me personally, for maybe a split second, I was like, you know what, this isn't looking good, this has potential to be a repeat of, you know, of last year's playoffs. But you know what, all I said, I remember even, you know, fucking going on Twitter and talking about it, I remember, I was just like, no, there's plenty of football left to play, let's not trip, let's do our thing, right? Anyways, fast forward to the fourth quarter. They're driving. We're up 20-13. And I'm like, you know what? If it goes overtime, it goes to overtime. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Tannehill drops back. Mind you, Derrick Henry got. We held him. I think we held him to what, like 40 yards. We held him under 50 yards. And that's exactly what I was saying, that was a priority going into the game, because I'm such a football professional, was that we had to stop. We obviously had to stop Derrick Henry, right? And so anyways, you know, enforced Tannehill to throw. So Tannehill drops back, throws a pick directly to Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters runs it back, I think, like, maybe, like, 10, 15 yards, and then we celebrate. The whole fucking defense, plus some, comes out at midfield, and we start fucking celebrating on the logo. And I tell you, the joy in my heart, the elation that I felt, And mind you, it's under 2 minutes at this point, so it's like, you know, we're gonna just get a couple first downs, and we're gonna fuck off back to Baltimore. The elation and joy in my heart that I felt when our team came out and celebrated on the logo. First of all, yeah, Patrick Queen is gonna be a thug in the league. This dude came out immediately and started waving at the other sideline, started waving goodbye to the other sideline. Deshaun Elliott comes out to the fucking logo and starts kicking it up like that one year, Michigan State. I think it was Michigan and Michigan State. Like the one dude who was like kicking up the fucking the grass. Deshaun Elliott comes out and starts kicking up the fucking kicking up the grass. Marlon Humphrey is over there alone. Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it, and it's just goes to show you that A, we needed to win this game, and B, payback is a fucking bitch. You know? So I am happy that we got the dub yesterday. It makes Mondays a lot better. And we are going on to play at Buffalo. Buffalo looked a little bit – they looked beatable, very beatable against Indianapolis. So I think that, you know, I didn't want to go, you know, have to – play this game, and then go play KC right after. So I was actually rooting for Cleveland last night because I knew that Cleveland won, that they were going to have to go play KC. So I would rather, you know, like I said, Cleveland's not going to beat KC. So I would rather them go play KC, give them a little wear and tear, and then, you know, hopefully we get the dub against Buffalo, and then we go, you know, it's KC versus Baltimore AFC Championship game, you know. So, that's fastest 3 minutes. No. Also, I think one of my last news to get back to what I was actually talking about. This podcast is all over the fucking place right now. I apologize. My last news resolution that I'll share with you is that I want to get back to getting a lot of good sleep. And I think when I was deployed at the, you know, last year, that's crazy that I left around this time last year, and I was gone for more than half of 2020. Anyways, I went out there and I was crushing sleep. I was going to bed at a reasonable time, and I was waking up at like, you know, at a reasonable time. I was getting a good like 7-8 hours of sleep, and I kind of want to go back to that. Not that I've been like going back to like, because before that I was getting like five, like I could, if I got 5 hours of sleep, I was like good. Like, I was like, no, that was like the minimum, you know. And sometimes I would stay up and I would do the, you know how you like before you go to bed, you do that calculation. You do that calculation of like, all right, if I go to sleep right now, I'll get this many hours of sleep. I was doing that, and I was just like, you know, if I get five, I'm good. So I want to go back to. I want to start to shoot for it to get eight. I want to like be rolling over at eight, you know, at 8 hours, you know. So, and I think I've started to do that. You know, I started to use the bedtime app or whatever the fuck little feature on iOS, and it's actually working. It's weird because like. It doesn't really do anything that's like that you can't it doesn't really do anything that you can't undo. Like it's supposed to like shut down your phone basically, and then, you know, make your phone almost like kind of worthless, and then like not like it's supposed to, what am I trying to say here? It's supposed to like shut down your phone, and then you can't, it does, so it doesn't distract you. I should have led with that. Yeah. It's supposed to shut down your phone, so then it just, you know, shuts out all the distractions. But all you have to do is just hit dismiss. Because I've had like the bedtime mode on whatever, and I just hit dismiss. I'm like, all right, let me just like scroll through Instagram like, you know, one more time. But I don't know, like you just gotta like put that shit on there and then throw your phone on the charger and roll over and go to sleep. But I will say, okay, I was watching one of my friends on Instagram. I was watching her story the other week, and she was talking about this bedtime podcast that she started listening to, and I decided to give it a try. It's called, they ain't paying me for this, but yeah, I'll give them a quick shout out. It's called Nothing Much Happens, okay? And basically that's honestly what happens, is nothing much happens. So like the way it works is that the host or whatever, she writes and then reads these adult bedtime stories where like it's just bullshit. It'll be like, this story is about like a park, like a walk in the winter park or some shit, right? And it's like very like calm and like soothing, like almost like ASMR type shit. It's like it'll knock you out. Definitely, I'll check it out. It's the way it works is awesome. She'll just be like, it's bedtime. Roll over and get comfortable. Go to a safe space. This is a safe space. Tonight's story is about a raging alcoholic. He has tequila, whiskey, vodka, and Marlboro Reds. But no, like I'm talking shit right now, but that's the way it works. She'll just like tell like mad like calm stories and stuff, and then you just get knocked out. So I've been doing that. I've been taking like some ZQL before bed, back on the shit, and I've taken some ZQL before bed, popping the yellow earphones, and I just listen to that, and I just, you know, it's just donezo. So the kid's knocked out, but so that's my last thing that I want to work on, you know, and that and just being more calm, you know, like being I want to be more like chill. I want to stop freaking out like little stuff, you know. Like I said before, I've said this millions of times on this fucking show over the past few episodes. I want to stop freaking out about little stuff, you know. I think I just got to stop, like, remove temptation. You know, I got to stop playing Madden. Got to stop playing. It always comes back to Madden on this fucking show, doesn't it? Are you tired of hearing about it yet? Because I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna stop talking about it. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna maybe cut back with the Madden a little bit. Not that I'm like playing it copious amounts of video games, but you know, I'm gonna take the time that I used to play Madden, and I'm gonna read some books, okay? But that's it, pretty much, you know. Let's get the fuck out of it, because I have actual fucking work I have to do. So this podcast might be a little short for today, but you know what I say at the beginning, that's showbiz, baby. That's showbiz. So let's get to the fucking peeve of the week. I gotta stop saying fuck so much. My mom told me I should stop saying fuck. And now that, like, my mom said it, she's always said that, like, I'm not going to listen to your podcast because you cuss so much, or because you use profanity, and I don't like it when you use profanity. But now that she was, like, I was talking the other day, and she was, like, you know, about, like, whatever. I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was, like, yeah, you just got to, like, maybe start saying less of the F word. And the thing is, I only say fuck so much on this show. I really don't. If you meet me in person, I would like to think that I don't cuss this much in person. I only say fuck so much on this show because I'm sitting by myself and I have no idea what I'm going to say. So when I'm thinking about what I'm thinking, see, this is why. This is exactly fucking why. when I'm thinking about what I'm, I have no idea what I'm going to say. So when I'm thinking about what I am going to say, I have to use filler words. And my filler word on this show just happens to be fuck or fucking or, you know, or just is, I can't stop. Okay. And it's only on us. It's only on the podcast. Yeah. I almost said on the fucking podcast. All right. So just know that I don't cuss this much, Mom. I don't cuss this much in person. I would like to think that I don't. Okay. So maybe I should do what I was talking to my friend's girlfriend yesterday, and she was talking about how she did radio or something like that, so she had to like take classes or something like that about, cause she was a fast talker, and she was telling me about how she had to take classes on how to like stop and, you know, like speak and stuff like that. Maybe I need to take one of those. Cause I don't feel like I say the word like a lot. Cause you know how some people will say like, they'll be like, and then like they say like a lot. I'm just the opposite. I just say fuck a lot or fuck and that's like my go-to. And even in like conversation like at work, I don't find myself wanting to say fuck in mid conversation. So that's how I know that it's a media thing, okay? It's a me talking to the wall thing. I would love to just sit here and like one day and just have like a be able to talk clear, concise, and like fluid. But then I would have to have notes for that. I'd have to have structure and notes. And the thing is, I tried that on the Level Up episode. And I was still all over the fucking place. I would have to be like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not meant for fluid speech, you know. One day I'm gonna get it together. I'm not gonna stutter. I have a stutter too. Yo, I'm not built for this at all. Why did I start a podcast? I say fuck way too much when I'm by myself. I have a stutter. I scream. And here we are, what, like 60, like 5 episodes in? I'm still doing this. One day I'm gonna get it together though. I'm gonna have like this the most cleanest fucking episode ever, where like I just lay everything down and it's just gonna be like super fucking smooth. Okay. All right. I got a little sidetracked there. Where are we at? Peeve of the week. Let's do it. Let's do the peeve of the week. We got some write-ins this time, okay? Podcast.unscripted@gmo.com or DM at @unscriptedofficial on Instagram. Sorry. Got some loogie there. All right. Peeve of the week number one. I was flying to LA and the person in front of me reclined, which obviously made my 6'1" ass recline. I was flying to LA and the person in front of me reclined. Would it hurt to use punctuation in this fucking write-in, huh? In this message? I was flying to LA and the person in front of me reclined, which obviously made my 6'1" ass recline, which made the person behind me very uncomfortable. Can we just fuck off with the 3 extra inches of space and the option to sit at 100 degrees instead of 90. It's honestly a slap in the face to comfort. It's obviously a slap in the face to comfort. Like, sit back and relax, and we'll be landing at LAX in an hour and a half. Bro, where? Because it sure as hell ain't an economy. It shouldn't be sit tight and don't bother your aisle, mate, by opening and shutting the window like a strobe light. Hold on, hold your piss for 2 hours and be happy we're able to fly thousands of miles in a matter of hours. I agree. All right. This peeve to me is valid because, starting from the top, okay, the person in front of you, the person, especially when, let's call a spade here, right? Flying to LA, so, and this is obviously was a hour and a half, 2 hour flight. So this is obviously a very short flight. So if you're on a short flight, yo, hold just like you said, hold your piss for 2 hours and be happy we're able to fly thousands of miles in a matter of hours. Yo, if you're flying on a short flight, relax. Don't do anything. Don't fucking breathe. Don't talk. Don't do nothing. Why do you have to recline on a an hour and a half flight? Yo, if you're gonna fucking sleep, sleep at 90, okay? Nah, I get it. It is kind of a slap in the face of comfort, because it's like, yo, like you're gonna fucking put your seat back. And I get it that they don't make the way that airplane seats recline, that they don't make it so it's like not like a car where you can like have like your seat touch the back seat. You know what I'm saying? Like where you're laying all the way down. But it's enough to be annoying for a short flight where it's like, yo, like we're going right down the street, buddy. You know, fucking put your goddamn seat. See, now see, here we go again with this profanity thing. And I said that I wasn't gonna fucking cuss. What was I talking about? Yeah, so it's like, I get it, you know? All you want to do is get from point A to point B, and you don't want to have somebody else's fucking headrest in your lap. I get it. I think it's valid. Let's move on to the next one. Let's see here. This new laptop is so fire. It's like touchscreen, but like a laptop at the same time. It's fire. I'm at the drive-thru of McDonald's. Okay, first of all, hot start. Would have went with Chick-fil-A. I'm at the drive-thru or any other fucking fast food restaurant for that matter. The choosing of McDonald's, we'll see by the end of this read if this, you know, if that was a mistake. But anyways, I'm at the drive-thru of McDonald's, and I want to order a couple sandwiches, hash browns, and coffee. I say I was Egg McMuffin. Boom. Order chick goes, okay, is that all? Oh, wait. I want to order a couple sandwiches, hash browns, and coffee. I say Egg McMuffin. I guess, whatever. I say Egg McMuffin. Order chick goes, okay, is that all? I go, no. Can I get a McGriddle? Boom. Okay, is that all? Okay, is that all? No, bitch, would you relax? It's 5 a.m. and no one is behind me. Chill the fuck out. I'm trying to bring you business. Yo, isn't that the worst when you go to, like, a drive-thru or, like, even when you go to, like, the counter and you're ordering shit, they're like, okay, is that all? And you're like, okay, is that all? You're like, can I get a, okay, is that all? It's like, yo, fucking, let me order my shit. You know? Am I inconveniencing you by being here? Is that it? You know what? This peeve is valid, okay? Am I inconveniencing you by being here, by ordering from at this register, at this counter, at this drive-thru? You know? And if you're so fucking disgruntled, I didn't sign you up for the 5 a.m. shift, okay? I know that you'd rather be sleeping. I'd rather be sleeping too. Now I'm trying to, you know, now I'm gonna put myself in both shoes, okay? Nobody wants to be up at 5 a.m. Nobody wants to be up at 5 a.m. taking orders from somebody ordering a McGriddle or McMuffin or hash browns or coffee. And if you're the one doing the ordering, you're probably going to work. Nobody wants to be going to work at 5 a.m. I get it, but also, stop fucking asking me. Stop fucking asking me, okay, is that all? I get it. So, thank you. That being said, thank you for the people who wrote in for this week's Pee of the Week. Like I said, at podcast.unscripted. Podcast.unscripted@gmail.com or DM at Unscripted Official on Instagram. But that's it for the peeve of the week. I like them. They're valid. Next time, go to fucking Chick-fil-A. I went to Chick-fil-A the other day. Yo, the kid who was taking my my order in line was like a fucking he was like, yeah, man, like, you know, I'm out of nowhere too. He was like, I'm thinking about joining the military. You know, I'm still in high school, and I was like, look at this kid, wants to serve his country. You know what? Go for it, buddy. Maybe they'll put you at fucking Capitol Building security one day. no, sorry. And then the woman, and then the lady who took my who gave me my food, she called me darling, and threw some extra napkins in the bag. See, I'm telling you, this is what sets Chick-fil-A's cut. Everybody knows this. This is what sets Chick-fil-A's customer service apart from literally any other fast food restaurant ever. Chick-fil-A isn't going to be like, oh, can I get a, you know, chicken sandwich? Okay, is that all? No, they're going to wait for you to fucking get done ordering, and then they're going to give you a massage. Okay? They're going to give you a massage. They're going to give you a $50 fucking gift card for next time. They might even wash your car. All right? And then they're going to tell you to fuck off. Okay. Anyways, let's get to the end game here. Question authority. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten? The strangest thing I have ever eaten is, I would say the strangest thing I've ever eaten is when I went to Norway. What's that one shit called? It's not a escargot. Caviar. Yeah, fuck cav. That's fish eggs, right? I went to Norway and I had some caviar. And that was a little bit weird. The best way I can describe caviar is like, you know, or at least the caviar that I had is, you know, like when Icebreakers came out with like that, with those mint fucking ball things. You could they were like bursting your mouth. That's what like caviar is, except it's not mint. It's like fish. It's like fish and like. Tastes like fish and sea. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to give you more, but that's exactly what I compare it to. It's like Icebreakers, but without the ice and without the breakers. It's like fish bursters. I don't fucking know, dude. It was fucking weird, all right? And that's probably probably the strangest thing I've ever eaten. I also did eat moose jerky, elk jerky, and I think whale jerky when I was in Norway, so that was pretty interesting. I think caviar probably takes a cake, though. Next question, what is one thing you refuse to share? I don't know. I mean, I share almost everything on here, so like, I don't know if this question means like physically. Like, share, like, french fries or something like that. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm a pretty open book. I'll share anything besides my social security number and all that. Well, I do that for work all the time. So, I guess that's kind of wrong. Nothing. I won't refuse to share anything. You want to share spit? We can share spit. Okay? Sorry. Moving on. describe the worst haircut you ever had. The worst haircut I've ever had had to have been when I was still living in Maryland, and you know what? I wasn't gonna say their name, but fuck them. I'm gonna say their name. Floyd's Barbershop in Crofton. Yeah, I went there. Maybe I should cut that. Fix that in post, huh? That's kind of mean. Nah, fuck them. They gave me a bad haircut, so I went to Floyd's Barbershop in Crofton, and I was just like, all right, I need a haircut like now. So like I was, you know, for whatever, for some reason I needed a haircut like right at that moment. I walked in and I was like, I don't care who cuts my hair. And that was a wrong move. And this is the exact reason why I don't let white people cut my hair anymore. Literally for this reason, right? So this older white woman, she's like, you know, cut my hair. And I knew that the second that this happened, I knew that, like, my haircut was going to be total fucking shit. She does my lineup, right? She does my lineup, and she gets in front of me. And you know how, like, when people are, like, making that, like, when people are making that the two L's with the two L's with both of their hands to see if something's, like, level or not? That's exactly what she did with my lineup. And at that point, I was like, yo, my haircut is going to be fucking awful. And she got done cutting my hair, and I look at it in the mirror, whatever. I go home, and I look at it even more in the mirror. I think I had gotten a fade that day, and yo, the fade on, like, the right side was way higher than the fade on the left side. My lineup, yo, I had the world's worst hair. I had the world's worst haircut in the history of world's worst haircuts. It was awful. And right then and there, I was like, I'm never gonna let a white person, like, cut my hair again. And I haven't let a white person come in. And it's not even like a fucking, like a race. I mean, it is a race thing, but it's not like a fuck white people type thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of white people don't know how to cut textured hair. And I'm never willing to find out again if a white person can cut textured hair, because I've had, even before that, I've had white people cut my hair, and it's been like, they've done pretty bang up jobs, you know what I'm saying? So, like, right now, ever since then I've just been like, yo, if you're Hispanic or black, you're cutting my hair. And the thing is, I know that, like, other people are like that too, because a lot of other black people that I know, they'll be like, yo, I don't, like, it's either, like, black people or nobody, or just, like, black people and, like, Hispanic people or, like, whatever. And I remember, like, a few years ago, I even asked an Asian woman that I worked with. I was like, yo, do you let, like, like, other people, like, cut your hair? Or I forgot how I phrased the question, but she was like, no, I only allow, like, Asian people to cut my hair, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently, like, that's a thing. Like, even, like, Asian women will be like, you know, I only let Asian women cut my hair. And she's like, all right, cool. So, next question. Have you ever pooped your pants? Okay, this is a stupid question. Not like as an adult. You know, I mean, obviously when I was, like, young, but, like, I'm not like recently as an adult. So, I mean, no. Next question, or last question. I mean, what country would you never want to visit? See, it'd be crazy that, like, if I wasn't in the United States right now, and if I lived in a different country, and then, like, I asked this question, what country would you never want to visit? Well, the USA looks pretty fucked up right now, so probably that one, you know? But, I don't know, I guess, like, maybe, like, one of those, like, fucking Middle Eastern countries that are, like, down bad, you know? Like Iran or, like, Iraq. Yeah, probably one of those. I was close enough in Kuwait. I think that's the closest I'll get. But, you know, other than, yeah, you know, there's not really one that really catches my that really pops up in my brain that's like, you know, I'm never want to fucking go there. But yeah, anyways, that's it for the question authority. And that's it for the podcast this week. I know this one's all over the place. And my brain is still a little bit, yeah, I'm telling you, after that Ravens win, I got after it yesterday. So my brain is a little bit cloudy, so I'm like, it's hard for me to, like, think about stuff today. Like, to formulate. See, I can't fucking, god damn it. It's hard for me to, like, formulate sentences and shit today. But anyways, I'll definitely catch you next week with another new episode. And make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dante_410. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram at UnscriptedOfficial. Make sure you follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DanteTragesser, where I'll be playing Madden, and only Madden. And subscribe, rate, review, share with a friend. 5 stars or fuck off. What other plugs do I got? What other plugs? I think that's pretty much it. I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I will catch you next week with another new episode. Peace and love. Go Birds.